Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 5 in 5, the Chelsea transfer show that gives you the five biggest stories in 5 minutes. So you have to go nowhere else for your transfer news this summer with everything to do with Chelsea. If you're new round here, please make sure you give us a five-star review if you enjoy the show. And if you're not new round here and you haven't given us a five-star review, what are you doing? I love ya, but come on, lads, you can do better than that, and we all know it. I am Louis Beneventi. I am the host of your daily transfer show, Monday to Friday. And this week, I made the promise on Twitter, you're going to get extended editions of 5 in 5 because, unfortunately, the guest for the Chelsea supplement pulled out last minute, so we couldn't actually give you what you deserve. And I don't think you want to hear my opinion for 45 minutes about everything to do with Chelsea Football Club. So instead, because I do have a little bit of an ego, it's going to be 10 minutes, okay? You're going to get 10-minute shows every single day, talking through every single bit of transfer news that is worth talking about. So let's jump straight in at the deep end and discuss those five big stories. And the first one, obviously, is the biggest story of the day, and that is João Félix to Chelsea is three words away, almost, in Fabrizio's terms, or in terms of the new lad on the block, there we land, may soon be hitting our timeline. So Chelsea and Atletico Madrid have agreed a fee for João Félix. Everything is in place. Conor Gallagher will be heading to Madrid to complete his transfer to Atletico, and João Félix will be coming back to Chelsea Football Club for his second stint. It is a 6-year deal for the Portuguese international with potential for a 1-year extension. Now, let's dive into that. So, João Félix coming back to Chelsea Football Club, what do we think about that? Now, for me, it's going to be an interesting situation as there are so many places up for grabs in that team, but there is so much competition for every single one of them. When I say there are so many places, Enzo Maresca likes this Swiss Army knife approach. The players that can play in multiple positions, and João Félix can play 4 technically, but people are going to start saying 5, 6 because of half spaces and using magic words to describe positions for players. But he realistically can play 4, let's say 5, because let's say the false 9 isn't quite a striker, right? So we've got a number 10, a false 9, a striker, left wing, right wing. He can cover all of those positions for Chelsea. Not only that, but obviously a big thing for the consortium that own Chelsea now, in terms of Clear Lake, they like players that are marketable. He has millions of followers that he interacts with on socials, Instagram. He's got tens of millions, and they love a player that they can take to market. They love a superstar. Now, João Félix, is he a superstar? I think is the answer to that question. It's not really a yes, it's not really a no. In terms of marketability, as we've already touched on, yes, absolutely. In terms of the quality of player, does he really bring everything to Chelsea that the team need? Now, for me, João Félix, I think, does offer something. We saw flashes of a capable player in his previous stint at Chelsea, but didn't quite see enough. Having said that, Chelsea are more settled now than they were 2.5 years ago. I use that term loosely because it is still a basket case of a situation at Chelsea. I don't think anyone's absolutely certain about what is going on 99% of the time. But he hopefully will offer something different. With that being said, on the left-hand side, you're going to be seeing Mudryk. You're going to be seeing Pedro Neto. Potentially seeing Raheem Sterling. Obviously, we're going to touch on that story later on in the show. But on the right-hand side, you've got similar problems as well in terms of the quality of player that's there. And in the number 10 position, well, you know, Christopher Nkunku is no doubt going to be the first-choice starter for Chelsea in that position. But in terms of further up the pitch, we're looking at Victor Osimhen potentially coming in, whether or not that is actually going to cross the line. Again, for reasons we'll touch on later on in the show. And then we've got Nicholas Jackson as well, who is, you know, really starting to find his feet in the Premier League, I feel, despite the lack of finishing yesterday, shall we say, from him and being in silly offside positions. There is a player there that I really do think is malleable, can be moulded, and is someone who can lead the line for Chelsea in the future. Is João Félix a guy to put the arm around the shoulder and lead him now? Not really. He's 24 years of age. He has the experience, no doubt, in terms of playing pedigree football. He's played for Barcelona, Atletico, Benfica. He's played for us briefly. You know, he has played at the elite level, but has he delivered there? Not really. The player that was supposed to come through and really develop that side, we haven't really seen yet, but we'll have to see what happens. He's on a 6-year deal, 1-year extension potentially on top of that as well. So hopefully, for the fee we're getting as well, you know, it's not a bad deal. You know, we'll have to see how that develops. But that is João Félix of Chelsea. Here we go. Should be soon hitting your Twitter timelines, or X, let's be honest. I need to start getting to the habit of saying that. But with that being said, with João Félix potentially arriving through the door, Raheem Sterling could be pushed further down the pecking order in the left wing position. Obviously, Neto and Mudryk, as we've already mentioned, will be on the left. And the club believe that Mudryk has such a big future for Chelsea that Raheem Sterling could be shown the exit door. Now, this was discussed in a meeting with Enzo Maresca on Friday, apparently, and which makes it all the more interesting as to why this statement was released by Raheem Sterling yesterday. So, you know, I'm sure at this point everyone's seen that statement from Raheem Sterling. Everything he said does leave a bit of an interesting situation at Chelsea. And I think it does for me personally, a bad taste in the mouth. I think behaving like that as a senior player on such large wages, which is a big thing for Chelsea, obviously looking at Victor Osimhen in the market, over £300,000 a week Raheem Sterling's on. And that is going to be something that the club are going to want to offset very, very quickly if they want to bring in the Nigerian international. But look, Raheem Sterling, has he delivered for Chelsea? Not really. He's been hit and miss. He's turned up against Manchester City in fairness, but on occasions where we've needed him the most, he's not been the player which has been elevating the squad, lifting them up, showing his quality and the amount of years he has in terms of Premier League experience. And if the right offer came in, I have no doubt that Chelsea would be very receptive to it. But with that being said, who is going to give Raheem Sterling £300,000 a week? There are very few clubs that would. He wants to stay at Chelsea. He wants to try and prove his value to this side. And the only clubs that could really afford that are in Saudi Arabia. Juventus, obviously, they were touted to maybe take him on. There was a swap deal conversation for Raheem Sterling and Federico Chiesa, but that fell through very, very quickly as both clubs couldn't come to an agreement. So we'll have to see what happens, as there are so many places that could not afford him, and they're the only ones that could really look to take him on. So we'll have to see what happens with that, but we'll move swiftly on into the next piece of transfer news, and that is all about Romelu Lukaku. Now, Chelsea have rejected Napoli's offer of a loan with a £25 million obligation. They want £34 million for Romelu Lukaku, and I think that's pretty fair given the amount of goals he scored in Serie A, the proven track record that he has, and the fact that, let's be honest, a lot of that money that Napoli are going to be offering us, it's going to be going straight back to them for Victor Osimhen if Chelsea and them can get a deal over the line. Now, there are two sides to this coin, and it is a rather bittersweet one, if you ask me. And Romelu Lukaku is a player which I think doesn't want to be here, and I don't think Chelsea wants him here. I don't think the fans want him here. I think his attitude stinks, and I think what he's offering the team is minimal. And when I say that, it's purely because guess what? He's offering the team absolutely nothing while he's training with the development squad. So is it a case of, can we just get this over the line and move it forward? Absolutely. I think it saves a lot of money in terms of the wage bill, as we've already touched on with Raheem Sterling. That is a lot of money coming out of Chelsea for nothing in return. Raheem Sterling, different case, of course. Romelu Lukaku actually literally offering nothing to this team. So it's something where he's already said he's willing to take a wage cut. He's already willing to get that move done to Napoli. That's where he wants to go. He wants to reunite with Antonio Conte. So for me, it's a no-brainer. Is that a middle ground that we can meet? Absolutely. I think £25 million is a bit low, personally. But £34 million, I don't know if we are going to get that. De Laurentiis is renowned for his ineptitude when it comes to willing to haggle. And let's be brutally honest, I think we might maybe scratch 30, but I don't think we're going to get much more. So I think it's just a case of, let's get this deal done, let's move it through the door, and let's make sure that we can try and get this move in for Victor Osimhen and get a player we don't want off the books, because there's no doubt that after the game against Manchester City, Chelsea are in dire need of a centre forward. But having said that, me and Dan will touch more on that in the preview for the Wolves game at the weekend, because obviously we are doing a show for you every single Friday that comes out as the pod, as well as this. You get a double bill for this, the higher transfer window. Count yourselves very, very lucky. But with that being said, obviously we've touched on Victor Osimhen, so we may as well talk about him a little bit more, because PSG have decided not to pursue the deal for him at all. That's according to L'Équipe. This is despite Gonzalo Ramos's massive injury blows, ruling him out for an extensive period for the Paris outfit. And I think that means that Chelsea, realistically, or Saudi Arabia, are the only two options. So we're going to have to see what develops here, because as I discussed with Simon Phillips a few weeks ago, and as has been discussed in multiple outlets, Ben Jacobs obviously touched on it as well in another Twitter space, we're talking about how he might be waiting for his options and be weighing them up. But realistically, that margin for error and that margin for playing time is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, especially if this Lukaku deal gets over the line quickly, because Napoli are in dire need after a terrible start to their Serie A season. So he can wait it out, but realistically, his options are closing. So he might have to jump the gun and sign for Chelsea, which is kind of what I'm hoping he'll do anyway. I think a lot of us are, and I think he'd be a fantastic addition to this Chelsea squad. He's definitely something which is a bit of a battering ram, and I do think fits the Premier League. Obviously, the Serie A tax does kick in. I'm not going to change my stance on that. I do think the quality of football in Italy is dire, to say the least. So we'll have to see how that all develops. But we'll touch on our last story today, and that is Manchester United and Ben Chilwell. Now, there were rumours that Man United would be coming in for the England international, but Man United are now completely not expected not to do a deal at all. This is via Fabrizio Romano, who's talking to the United Stand earlier today. Obviously, Chelsea want a permanent sale of Ben Chilwell. They want to get him off the books completely, but Manchester United don't want to do that. They were looking for a loan for the England player. Now, I know we've gone over the 10 minutes slightly here, and I'm going to be very, very honest. You deserve it, guys. I'm going to give you a little bit more, because you have been very loyal and you've been fantastic, and you waited a while for us to come back, and the football season's in full swing. And after Chelsea being so remarkably abject and average in the game against Manchester City, I need to give you something which can give you a little bit of life, a new lease. And that is what we're going to do here with the transfer show. And realistically, for me, if I was Ben Chilwell, me and Gary had this discussion yesterday, I think he might want to wait it out. There is a serious case where maybe Enzo Maresca may not last past December. And I know that's only been two games. I'm not saying that, and neither is Gary, and neither is anybody associated with that. They want to see that happen. This is a potential thing that could happen for Chelsea. I'm not saying it will. But Ben Chilwell, probably with the contract he has left, will wait out the situation, because realistically, potentially, given how Cucurella played against Manchester City and got absolutely bodied by Erling Haaland, which, not going to lie, it's slightly funny given what he was saying over the summer about Haaland, you'll be terrified of Cucurella. Haaland proved that he really isn't, and I thought he played okay against Manchester City, but realistically, I am a bit worried, especially with Renato Vega as the backup, who looked, again, in the two games I've seen of him, nothing particularly special. A player which is coming onto the side, which is young, inexperienced, and needs to have that arm around the shoulder. And realistically, Ben Chilwell is an option for that in that squad. You need to have those personalities around, and Ben Chilwell has won it with Chelsea. He's done it. Now, the wages, I'm pretty sure, are what is going to be swaying the ownership and the sporting directors to sell him, because no doubt he's on very, very high wages. But with all that said, I think he's going to wait it out. I don't think Chelsea are going to sell. And I really wouldn't be selling to Manchester United. I think that Chelsea have sold enough to their rivals with a lot of players, and have only strengthened the people above them. Do you want to continue to strengthen the sides around you, or do you want to actually challenge them? Now, I know Chelsea are saying, and Enzo Maresca are saying, there's not really that much pressure this season, but the pressure needs to be there to avoid that want, almost, of what it feels like from a want of mediocrity. Chelsea are not a mediocre club. And unfortunately, we're being run as such currently. And that is something which needs to change. And there needs to be a mentality shift. Now, is Ben Chilwell going to be the guy to do that? No. But he's an example of a player there who has been there pre-Clear Lake, was there during the Abramovich years, who won the Champions League with Chelsea, and is a winner and a proven talent. Now, he hasn't been an amazing player over the last 18 months, but I still think it's important to have a viable option that offers something different in comparison to what we have right now. Do you have a player on the left-hand side that can bomb forward? No, absolutely not. Is it what Enzo Maresca wants to do? No, but sometimes in a game, you need to have something that can change it. And I feel that Ben Chilwell really could be an option to do that. And if he's playing less this year, then maybe we might see a player who's not as injury prone. It'd be good to see him and Reece James be able to perform together on either side, because there was no doubt that for a period in European football, the two of them together were the best wing-back combo in the world, and there is no doubt about that. So I'll be very interested to see how that develops with Ben Chilwell. But that has been 5 and 5. extended three times almost. We're up to 15 minutes nearly here, guys, talking all about Chelsea. And I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as I've enjoyed talking about it. But if you are brand new around here, please do make sure you give the Chelsea Echo a 5-star review. You're getting another show like this tomorrow at the same time for your commute home, when you're on the tube, if you're driving, whatever you're doing. Big shout out to all the guys that listen in these commutes, especially on the M25 at this time of night. Whoa. Good luck with that, guys. But this has been the Chelsea Echo. I've been Louis Beneventi. This has been your transfer show. Let me know all your thoughts across on our social media platforms and on mine. And I will see you tomorrow. Take care.